Crews in southern Oregon are making some progress in a huge wildfire that began last month. The Biscuit Fire is the largest wildfire in the state in a century. It's burned more than 440,000 acres, about two-thirds the size of Rhode Island. One area that has been devastated is a haven for a prehistoric plant that was only discovered in the 1930s. Here to talk about Chalmeopsis is NPR's Quetzal Levine. Good morning, Quetzal.
Good morning, Renee.
What is the plant? I mean, what does it look
Well,
like?
Chalmeopsis is ancestor to the rhododendron and the azalea. So it's a low-spreading evergreen shrub. It's maybe 6 inches to a foot high. And early spring, this thing is absolutely smothered in bell-like flowers. In fact, you can't even see the leaves on this plant when it's in flower. It's just a vast mat of dark pink.
Why did it take until the 1930s for this plant to be discovered?
Well, it turns out that the world's entire population of Chalmeopsis is in Oregon's Siskiyou Mountains, and most of that population is located within the Chalmeopsis Wilderness. That's the area that is now completely within the fire perimeter. Now, this is very, very remote wilderness, and in the late 20s and early 30s, it was the favorite haunt of a young Oregon botanist. Her name was Lilla Irvin Leach. So Lilla and her husband and their two mules would spend their summers botanizing in the Siskiyous, and according to her memoirs, in June of 1930, she saw this small patch of deep rose flowers. She dropped to her knees in awe, and she sent off a specimen that eventually made its way to Boston's Arnold Arboretum. And 2 years later, it was confirmed as a new genus, and it was named in her honor, Chalmeopsis leachiana, for Lilla Leach.
So what does this fire mean for the future of Chalmeopsis?
Well, I'll tell you, Renee, it is way too soon to assess the severity of the burning that's going on in the Chalmeopsis wilderness. But, of course, the good news is that this plant is a relic species. It is a survivor of the pre-ice age. So it's lived through some pretty bad times. And chances are it looks at this current conflagration and says, oh, yeah, catastrophic fire. I remember that 10,000 years ago. But in fact, there was another fire in the wilderness in the late 1980s, and the plants were back within a couple of years. I think what has field botanists concerned, however, is how these same plants will respond to being burned twice within such a short period of time.
Which leads one to wonder, what's the forecast? I mean, is there rain coming up? Anything that would especially help this plant?
In a quick word, no. The Siskiyou Mountains doesn't typically get any rain until mid to late October.
And this isn't, I take it, the sort of plant, and there are those plants, that benefit from fire?
Not necessarily. I think that the plants that benefit from fire are those that may be smothered by woody growth, by trees and shrubs that have really taken over their habitat. So in that respect, Chalmeopsis isn't a plant where they would deliberately burn in order to invigorate the plant. On the other hand, because the entire Siskiyou Mountains and the wilderness we're talking about is really a product of this kind of evolution that has involved so much fire, it is entirely likely that the Chalmeopsis will certainly survive and hopefully thrive.
NPR's Quetzal Levine.